I thank the technical moderator, and I now call to order the 1548 plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. Excellencies, their delegate, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Valovaya, Mrs. Day, let me start by extending to you all my best wishes for the new year. I'm honored to open the 2021 session of the conference as its first president. Before we proceed with our order of business for the day, it is my pleasure to extend a warm welcome to the new colleagues who have assumed their responsibilities as representative of their government to the conference since the end of the 2020 session. And with us this morning, we have two of them, two new colleagues, His Excellency Mr. Yuri Sturk of Bulgaria and His Excellency Mr. Solomon Ehath of Cameroon. And actually, both of them will be presiding the CD later this year. So on behalf of my own government and on behalf of the conference, I would like to take this opportunity to assure you of our full cooperation and support in your new assignment. Excellencies, I would like to propose that the order of business of our meeting this morning be as follows. First, the adoption of the draft agenda for the 2021 session of the Conference of Disarmament. Second, the consideration of the request of non-member states to participate in the work of the conference at the 2021 session. And third, the delivery of a statement from Mrs. Valovaya as Secretary General of the conference, and then my statement as President of the conference. Following this, I intend to open the floor for any delegations who wish to deliver general statements. I would like to invite you now to consider the draft agenda for the 2021 session of the conference. This draft is contained in document CD/WP630, which has been electronically circulated by the Secretariat. I propose that the agenda be accompanied by a presidential statement in line with the practice of previous years, which reads as follows. In connection with the adoption of the agenda, I, as the president of the conference, should like to state that it is my understanding that if there is a consensus in the conference to deal with any issue, they could be dealt with within this agenda. The conference will also take into consideration rules 27 and 30 of the rules of procedure of the conference. Does any delegation wish to take the floor at this time on the draft agenda as contained in CD/WP630? That doesn't seem to be the case. May I take it then that the conference is ready to adopt the draft agenda as contained in document CDWP630, followed by the statement I have just read out. It is so decided. Let me now turn to the list of requests from the states non-members of the conference who wish to participate in the work, in our work, during the 2021 session. The requests received by the CD Secretariat until last Friday, 15th of January, at 6 p.m. are contained in document CDWP 631, which has been electronically circulated by the Secretariat yesterday. Any request from non-member states received after the date I just indicated will be presented for your consideration and decision at a subsequent plenary meeting. My intention is to consider the list of states listed in document WP631 as a whole. If there is no objection, may I take it that the conference agrees that we proceed accordingly?
One request from Iran.
We have one request for the floor. The representative of Iran has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can you hear me?
Yes. There is some echo. So I would ask all delegates who are not speaking to unmute their mic. But please, you have the floor.